Hey, boo listeners out there. This is Portia, who that channel out of Houston, Texas, and I'm an eclectic combination of many seemingly paradoxical things. What does that mean anyways? It just means that I'm happy, pampered, and determined to do it big in every facet of life. And I wanted to just jump on here on a Freestyle Friday and just talk about something, or maybe just give a more in-depth explanation as to how you should go about signing up for new platforms and introducing those into your target market or your audience that you already currently have. And so here's a little bit of a pointer for you. If you're signing up for a new platform, you know, just say the new family here over at Audioboo, one of the things that you want to consider as an online marketer is that everyone that comes to your profile is going to form an opinion. They're going to form an opinion based off of your profile picture. They're going to form an opinion based off of the information that you use to fill out your profile. They're also going to form an opinion about you based off of the content or your voice, the sound quality, and all of the different things that are going on with your podcast. And so, you know, someone says you only get one chance to make a first impression. I don't know about that, but I will say that you probably get one opportunity to make the best impression. And so what you don't want to do is you don't want to set up and start using platforms as an entrepreneur or an online marketer and just kind of throw them out there haphazardly, because most of the time, sometimes we're testing things out and we may find out that after we tested it out, that we don't want to do it anymore. And so we run the risk of having people locate different profiles and networks on us that have not been maintained. And so you want to make sure that before you sign up for different platforms and introduce them to your audience, that you have a solid marketing strategy for consistency. So if you're going to do a podcast, you definitely want to make sure that you have about 5 or 10 of them in the rain, so that when you do, put it out there, someone could come back to your profile, which they're going to do anyways, and they get to see a little bit about what you do and see some consistency there, that they don't just come there and there was just one, you know, little lonely audio. And of course, I just have to say this because this is business, not friendships. But in business, you're going to always have the people that are looking at you, that are admiring you, that are in competition with you. And they're on your heels. And when you do something, if you're not doing it and killing it, then they're going to say, oh, let me just see, you know, about this, you know, particular application. And they're going to click on it and they're going to play your profile. Then they're going to sign up for it. And before you know it, you're going to start seeing that very same application, being shared on networks of people that are connected to you. So it's really important that you remember the strategy of setting up new platforms. So I'm super excited for all of the new Boo listeners out there that have taken the plunge and leap to start podcasting using Audioboo. It's an incredible platform. I just want to FYI you, make sure you don't share this to your networks before you have a solid strategy for consistency. All right, this is Portia That Chandler. For more information, please visit me at www.portiachandler.com. Take care.